Just a moment, sir. Dick?
Mr. President?
I love you.
Congratulations, and God bless you, and good health, and give all the wishes of the Daly family and their prayers.
Well, I've always had that, and I wouldn't...
By God,
I wouldn't...
If we get you 750 in Chicago, it'll be closer to 850 or 900,000. Looks as though you'll win the state by a million, and as I told you, you'll save the governor, and you'll help the entire ticket. He wins by about 200,000. But you conducted yourself masterfully and fine and decently, and I know that all of the Americans joined with you. We listened to you this morning at home, and your remarks last night, and Lady Bird and your family, Mr. President, to help with God, we know you.
Well, I think you're a wonderful friend to have, and I prize you first as a friend and as a confidant and a brother, but I think you're the greatest political leader we got in America, and you've just got to save yourself and try to think in national terms now, because we've got to rebuild this party, and we've got to give them the kind of leadership in the nation that you give them in Chicago. And
giving them wonderful leadership.
Well, we've got to find some young people though that can take some of these places. And
right.
I want your judgments, and I want you to throw away that modesty and pick up that phone and call me. And I count you among one of two or three that were there when the going was tough and things were wobbly. And
but you came through with Dana, great honor.
I'll never forget how you treated me when I run vice president, and I'll never forget how good you were to Hubert. You always take care of things 10 years ahead of time, Dick. You.
Well, we tried to, but God love you, and may the Lord shower his blessings upon you and your family. And we'll be there any time, you know, at your side, night and day, and we're still fighting out here as we always do. But I told you, every time they printed those cartoons in the paper, we said to our fellas, go out and get them 100 more votes for Brees. And by God, that's what we did. We got a wonderful group of men out here, and they did an outstanding job.
I told a story last night at old Tom O'Brien, I repeat, but I told about 50 of my faithful friends who had run Texas for me for 30 years. I said, Tom said, Mr. Rayburn used to motion his finger, and I said, come on up here and get them fella from Chicago's in line, Tom. And I said, that's what Mr. Rayburn, that was the relationship that was born between the greatest man we ever produced and one of the greatest they produced. That's the kind of relationship I got with Dick Daly. He called me up and said, now, Mr. President, you get things in line. I call him up and say, get them fellas in line.
Wonderful, Mr.
Tell me, what's Otto's majority up there?
About 200,000, and we delivered a city for him by 450,000. And we delivered a city. Remember, we were riding at O'Hara. I said, we'll go 750. Looks as though we'd go to 850 or 900,000 in the city for you.
What'll I carry the state by?
By about a million.
Well, God, that's awful. That's... What did Kennedy carry it by?
By 8,888.
Say, Dick, you can help me one way. I want you to look over the country and see who we ought to have kind of get together once in a while. We want to get some young ones, too. This fella Hughes looks pretty good to me in Iowa. He cleaned five of the six Republicans out yesterday in Congress.
Yes, he did. He did a terrific
job.
We
cleared our two Republicans out. Did y'all pick up any seats?
We picked up one, and we're still fighting for two others. We picked up one.
We've got to do that because they got our program in the House, Charlie Halleck does, and they make us compromise too much.
That's right.
And we just got to get to better organization and better discipline.
We do better in the South.
Well, I was so thankful for Florida and Virginia,
but
Dick, you don't know how dirty these people were. It's the worst I ever saw.
Well, they were pretty dirty up here. They tried to do everything, but our fellas just battled them in the precinct, and our fellas got the courage, and we stood behind them, and I went in a couple of precincts myself where they were trying to interfere with my neighbors and voting.
They asked, the employers told them they had special jobs they had to do yesterday. They didn't have time to vote. They put in every Negro box where we'd have 30% Negroes. They put out that all your traffic tickets, all your violations, everything is going to be checked and you'll be prosecuted if you vote. Just scared them to death, made them all think they're going to penitentiary.
I think we should look into that. I want you to take a real look at that.
It was the most fascist operation I've ever seen.
That's right.
And they uncovered it in Houston the day before yesterday, and we got copies of it. It says all your parking tickets, all your violations, all your birth certificates, everything that would scare a Negro to death, they had it. It's kind of a Klan operation. It scared them out. And it did a good deal of that in Georgia, and they Louisiana's got a bunch of crooks, and Alabama and Mississippi are ignorant. South Carolina's got a wonderful governor, but just ignorant, and
we have to rebuild all that.
That's right, but we...
You do it with patience, and you do it with forgiveness, I suppose, and you do it with the kind of attitude that you display, your philosophy last night with binding up the wounds and getting everyone together in a unified country.
Do you like that statement?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. Just massive. And then we asked them for your prayers and the quotation on Lincoln. I thought it was just wonderful.
Well...
Sincerity coming out over that everything. Sincerity in the man is the same. But Mr. President, again, and get some rest if you can, but good luck and good health.
I think you're gonna have a problem. Dirksen, he just talked to a man, he looks like he's in pretty bad shape.
Yes, I think he is.
Better watch that and
I'm gonna watch it pretty close.
Let's get together and you be doing some thinking for me, Dick.
Fine, Mr. President.
Give your wife my love and your fine family.
We really enjoyed you last Friday night at the affair.
Well, it was the best. It was the best I ever saw. I said that you know how to do it.
Well, wonderful, Mr. President. Goodbye now.
Bye.